Hello and welcome to this Council of Europe podcast. Panos is with me for a media review and a look at the week ahead. So, Panos, how has the Council of Europe been making the headlines this week?
Well, we had a stock-taking conference on the situation of the Roma in Europe, which was great because we had many of our mediators come to Strasbourg and recount their activities, which have been going on now for over a year.
I also noticed online there was a lot of talk about the Anti-Torture Committee's report on Germany. It's not often that these reports do make headlines, but there was information in this report that, of course, grabbed people's attention.
This report on Germany was very interesting because there was a wealth of information. There were some arguments in the CBT report about how some immigrant prisoners weren't given enough as much time and as many benefits as other prisoners. There was also some accounts about people being fixed in beds, their limbs tied down, which we found a bit too much. But the biggest issue was castration in the media, voluntary castration of sexual offenders, in this case, surgically done, not by chemicals.
Well, I have to cut you off there, Panos, because the ECHA report on Switzerland also made headlines. Thomas Hammerberg, the Commissioner for Human Rights, said, and I quote, "Intolerance and racism are dangerously on the rise in Switzerland."
Well, Thomas Hammerberg is doing his job. He's doing it so well. We're going to miss him because he'll be leaving soon. And those statements are pretty strong. And it's maybe an indication of the economic tough times that Europe's facing right now, that there's a rise of right-wing rhetoric.
Does it also indicate the strength of the Council of Europe's position, particularly that of the Secretary General, on the Living Together report?
Indeed. This is all part and parcel of the Secretary General's initiative to envision a Europe that is based on living together, not a Europe based on division.
Now, looking ahead, which events catch your eye in the coming days?
Well, there's going to be a number of interesting events next week. There's going to be, for example, in the court, there's going to be some judgments from the European Court of Human Rights. One that might be interesting is, two actually, Edilova versus Russia and Kamzatov and others versus Russia. Both cases concern the alleged killings of civilians by Russian servicemen in the Chechen Republic.
And I think Thomas Hammerberg again is making headlines with his report, Human Rights of Roma and Travelers in Europe.
That report is over 200 pages. He told me in an interview that it's the most comprehensive report on Roma to ever come out of the Council of Europe. And it covers all subjects from police brutality to lack of access to health care. But it also has a silver lining. He says that there's been good news for the Roma. He's never seen as many Roma getting in mainstream jobs.
So we'll have to wait till Monday for that. I noticed that the Pompidou Group is active again. There's going to be a conference in Croatia on drug policy cooperation in southeastern Europe and the Balkans. You published an article on this very subject this week. Tell us more about what you wrote.
Well, it was an article that was published for the Pompidou Group, and it was published in Balkan Insight about drugs in prisons, specifically in the Balkans. The Balkans is a major transit point for drugs into Europe, and they find their way into prisons. So the Pompidou Group felt it was very important to note a rise of drug use in prisons and that this is somewhat of a ticking time bomb. So this conference in Dubrovnik will be very interesting. It'll focus again on drug policy cooperation in Southeastern Europe among officials and how to limit the flow of drugs entering the Balkans, among other things.
There's going to be an international conference in London organized by the Venice Commission, the United Kingdom's Foreign and Commonwealth Office, and the Bingham Centre for the Rule of Law. Now, this conference is entitled The Rule of Law as a Practical Concept. Is it in any way connected to the UK's plans for reform of the European Court of Human Rights?
No. This conference, which is very, very interesting, nevertheless does not focus at all on the UK's reform of the Court of Human Rights, but it gathers many experts from around the world, from the United States, from Europe, to talk about how the rule of law needs to be applied in the 21st century. And as you know, As people know, the Venice Commission has played a key role in critiquing countries and how they use the rule of law, how they should use the rule of law, and how they're not using it appropriately in some cases.